Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 13.
That pisses me off. That so pisses me off. So fucking pisses. I don't know.
I'm so fucking pisked. I'm not even sure how to properly... Like, I'm not sure how to properly, like, change the tense of that. Like, pisked.
I don't know how to change the tense of anything. Especially nihilistic. Started asking my friends about that. Do you know what nihilistic means? They're like, yeah. I'm like, fuck. You just made me look even more stupid. Thanks for knowing what it means.
It's one of those common big words, though.
Well, one of my friends said it was related to annihilate, which I guess makes sense. No?
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. But I'm like, I guess it makes sense.
Are you drunk?
Modernistic.
No. Simple. Otherwise, I'd be looking for Sarah.
Anyway,
that's my review.
I can't get the straw off my lips. So fucking heavy.
The straw weighs a ton. Anyway.
Good times.
Okay, so one-ups, stuff I got.
Onesies.
Today, I was at Walmart and I was like, oh my god, bot shots.
Oh my god, not again.
I found the new wave. The only bot shots I haven't got yet that I know are out is that Battle for the Matrix pack. I keep seeing it at Target and go, I'll get you eventually.
And does it have Neo in it?
No.
Oh.
It's got a bunch of repaints in it, which is kind of obnoxious.
A repainted Neo? Neo in a green jacket?
Or something. Right. So, AmiAmi Box got here on Thursday. Lots of Figgy Arts, PokePlaws, LBX, Akuga, Pokemon Supplies.
Double BX, Crime in the City?
Yeah. Yes. Figma Samus.
In Samus Cool.
An Akiba Ranger Cup.
And there's no need for anybody to do reviews now because PR got to it already. Go to my video review for Transformers, Revenge of the Primus.
Vault Matrix actually beat PR on it. Edit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Crazy. And that's actually it, I think. I found feedback and blocks.
I ain't found shit! Can't find those 4-inch fuckers.
Kevin's the only one that found Young Ben.
I'm sorry.
I found every figure in the wave.
Why didn't you buy them, Kevin?
Because I didn't know what to do with them. I was actually going to buy some of them, and then like they had that little thing, the little tiny figure thing with it. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with this, so I didn't buy them.
It goes with that challenge Omnitrix. It's
I know what it goes with, but I still didn't know what to do with it.
You just look at it and say, "Hey, that's your new design,"
or throw it away.
Or... Hey, I don't know.
No.
Review it. It'll get like 10,000 hits. Tiny figure Ben 10 review. So,
like I regret making that pack with Awesome to not review Ben 10 toys. I really do.
You best not step on my territory. That was me spitting like a cowboy.
As long as you don't take my... I don't know. As long as you don't take my Pokemon, but Pokemon don't exist no more.
No, they don't.
I know. Whatever happened to that?
Jax lost the license.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. Oh,
bitch.
So I have to wait and see who gets the license. I have a feeling if anyone's going to get the license, it will probably be Bandai.
Only oh, God, we're going to get unpainted Pokemon. Wonderful.
Well, only because Bandai handles a lot of the Pokemon merchandise in Japan.
We're going to get Pikachus with gray backs because they're not going to paint the back.
They do a good job with the painting with the Alien Collection figures.
I know, they're all painted on the back for the Alien Collection.
For God's sake, they painted the Laser Lance. The Laser Lance is already gray. They can't paint the damn PR weapons, but they paint a gray weapon gray and give it the little tiny black lines. It's just how much they cared about either franchise. Oh, that's great.
Like, there's a lot of detail and shit in the Omniverse toys I got.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm wondering if, like, if they downscale the PR toys even further, if we'll actually get painted everything.
Wasn't there something, like, at Toy Fair or something where they said they might go back to 5-inch? Like, a while back?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I kind of hope that.
For PR?
Yeah.
For PR?
I'm, like, worried if we go back to 5-inch that we'll just get totally fucked with everything.
Well, we have figure arts now, so it doesn't really matter. They're just, it doesn't matter what they look like, they're just for review now. That sounded like we're just out for money. Probably because we are.
I know Brian is. That's why he just buys shitty toys.
Like, it's
stop
funny.
Stop doing figure arts.
In general, like, the Ben 10 line has a lot of examples of things I think the PR line should do. Like, paint their figures. And, like, whenever people are like, oh, they can never do this gimmick, and they, like, don't do this engine souls or the hidden discs, really. It's like, but they have a different gimmick for every Omnitrix of, like, buy this figure and you get another sound for your Omnitrix. It's just like what Bandai of Japan does with rider belts.
Yeah.
I just don't know
where I'm putting my Ben 10 toys at.
See, I didn't know where to put them. Hey, Dawson, how many Ben 10 Omniverse toys have you found?
Just the two Omnitrixes and the little cycle and big vinyls.
Poor Dawson.
Well, if it's any consolation, I haven't found the hybrid aliens yet.
Really? That's like the first thing I found, and the Portuguese were like, Zom.
Zom copyright, though.
But yeah, I haven't seen those yet. I've seen everything else.
I just really want to find those damn 4-inch figures before some little kid gets to my territory.
A bunch of little kids already got to your territory, bro.
That's true. But I usually pass them up in views. Because they're just like, this is Lone Star. No! It's Lone Star. God. Like that Morphicon kid. Red Kelzax? No! Loser? They're Kelzax Furies. Sit down.
Well, I'm Ben. I got a skateboard. Why do Ben's come with skateboards?
Always comes with a skateboard.
Why?
I don't know. It's the same mold they've been using since 16-year-old Ben from Alien Force.
But he was 15 in Alien Force.
So he's 16 now, right?
Yeah, he's still 16.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, I'm done, so someone go.
Hold on, I finished typing this and I'll be ready.
Penis my ear.
Hold on. Almost done. Okay, I guess I can start. So, I haven't really bought that much. I mean, my Ami Ami box is on the way because I figured it was time to pay them since Kevin got his and Brian got his. I keep trying to get the Slash.
Akiba Ranger.
See, anything else on the way? My Time Life set's not on the way because they're like, lols. I'm like, I don't care. I just want the Digimon set.
Well, my general reaction was, everyone's like, oh my god, this is an outrage. I paid for it. I own it now. And I'm... I'm like,
I didn't even know about it until I saw it on Twitter.
I'm like, I thought they weren't shipping until like the 18th or something.
I thought it was a lot later. People were like, next week, and then it gets in like, Zom, it's not happening. I'm like, whatever.
Like, how did I not even know about any of this? Like, I found out about it like this morning. Like, I don't have any kind of thing from Time Life saying we're not shipping your thing.
Let's see, I don't think I have anything else shipping. I haven't really found much else in stores. I got a few Mass Effect figures. So that's cool. I've been watching Doctor Who, finally. I finally got back to catching up on that, so I'm hoping to close the gap soon. That's been fun. So my figure art story is... So I was taking some laundry into my room, right? And, like, a pair of my gym shorts, like, falls down. And I didn't want to, like, pick it up because my hands were still full. So I tried to, like, get it on my foot and, like, kick it up to me. And it would just, like, land somewhere where I could catch it. And that didn't happen. I kicked the pants into this display here where Tiger and Bunny and Gokaiger figure arts are. It was like it happened in slow motion. And I looked right at the Gokaigers and I was like, I just got their poses back all nice. And I'm like, oh, fuck. No. And then it hit the Tiger and Bunny. And like the pants like scooped them all up and just knocked them down behind my computer. And I was just like... Oh, fuck. And I just really didn't feel like picking them up because it was super late. So I just got the pants out and left them there until, like, a little while ago. It's funny because, like, I picked the pants up and I had to, like, shake figures out of them. People wonder what I think, but I don't know. I just thought it was funny. I think that's about it for me.
Alright, so I let's see, what do I want to put in my one-ups? I've been playing this Lego Star Wars Clone Wars game. It's like the Wii version. It's kind of obnoxious compared to previous Lego Star Wars games. At least I find it to be obnoxious. I don't understand why they had to change the way they make the game, but whatever. I have boxes on the way from places. I'm still waiting for them to arrive. They're gonna take a while. Let's see. I don't think I got anything in. But I do have this lovely story. So, okay, I was at work yesterday, right? As one would expect, and I
You said that already.
No, but like, I was coming back from lunch. That's what I was coming back from lunch, and I get into the elevator, and then all of a sudden
drops, and then we stop talking to each other.
Yeah, well, that is true.
But he can't get into the elevator. He doesn't have a key. How's he going to get around?
No, I get into the elevator, and it, like, does this weird noise. Now, as it is, like, I don't trust the elevators at my work at all, right? Because they make noises and shake frequently.
They're haunted.
But it makes a noise, and then it just, like, stops. I'm like, okay. And where I work at, it's like got this mall, it's got this high rise, it's like 31 floors. The food court is on the third floor where I was eating, and my job's on the 25th floor, so I have to get in the low rise elevators, which goes up to 17, and then switch elevators to the high rise elevators to go from 17 to 25. So I'm like, okay. I get into the low rise elevator, it went up about, 3 feet. And then the doors partially open again, so that you can see, like they opened for about like a 3-inch spread, so you can see like the elevator insides or something like that. And I'm like, and it just stops. I'm like, I don't think it's supposed to do this.
What was your first clue?
Right. The best part is that I'm thinking, oh, I got my phone with me, right? But then I realize a few minutes later. I'm like, wait a minute, my phone's dead.
This is a mess.
Have you stumbled into the beginning of that new show, Revolution? No.
I don't know what that is.
It's about electricity going out.
I don't know. So it's I'm in this elevator, and then it like shakes and like goes back down to 3, and then the doors open. And then close again, and then it goes up to 16. Like for whatever reason, the light for floor 16 just randomly comes on, and then it just stops.
I think it's 16. Haunted. Why didn't you just run out?
I didn't. I was like, oh, okay, it's back on. Everything is fine.
When I got to 3, I would have been like, fuck, and just ran out, ran down the stairs, ran out of the building, still screaming.
So it gets up to 16, and then it, like, the door's open. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to go up to 17. It's one floor. I'll be fine. Nope.
Famous last words. Never say one last mission. God.
Right? So I don't even know what it did. It was all weird, and it freaked me out. And it, like, stopped or something, and, like, the doors open. Again, I'm like, okay, I'm getting off this elevator. They stayed open. They didn't close again. And then I went to step out of it, and it was then that I realized, because I almost fell, that it wasn't sitting flush with the floor like an elevator is supposed to. It was, like, 2 inches off the ground. Like, which it sounds like how would you trip? But, like, when you're expecting to step down onto, like, flat ground and you end up stepping, like, lower than the ground actually is, you'll trip. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I almost killed myself like 3 times here. I hate this place. That's why when I tell people, yeah, I'm about to probably lose my job soon because it's a temp job and it's ending, and they go, oh, I'm so sorry, and I go, no, I'm fine with it. This is why. There's eight low-rise elevators, eight high-rise elevators, and then two parking garage elevators, and all of them
are haunted.
All 18 elevators make noises and shake and, like, do all kind of craziness, and it's frightening because the first three floors are all like a shopping mall and, like, a theater and stuff and a food court, and then up above that, it's the low-rise and the high-rise, all these offices. And you would think, right, that, you know, the elevator would be secure and safe and they upkeep it. I don't think they do. There's always signs saying, oh, we're maintaining the elevator, so it's not going to work. You know, this one's going to be off for a while, and hope you understand.
Hope you understand this one.
I don't think they're actually maintaining anything. I think they're just lying to me, so I feel better about getting in the elevator.
Probably.
I was stuck in the elevator for, like, 5 minutes going, am I going to get back to work today? Like,
nope.
They're going to wonder where I am. This is really weird and freaky and not cool at all.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying. I've never been stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, I haven't either.
It used to be like that episode of Tosh where you just have parties in there and you just get comments on the YouTube video. How could that dude not jerk off?
Fortunately for me, I was the only person in there. Otherwise, like, I would have had to deal with somebody else freaking out, and I couldn't have handled that.
Oh my god, we're stuck! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Would
that be me?
It's haunted! We're gonna die!
Yeah, see, I couldn't deal with that, because what's going through my head is, okay, I'm on the third floor. Worst come to worst, you can survive a 5-story drop. So, we're okay. That's the most people is that you can survive up to a 5-story fall without dying. So I'm like, okay, I'm on the third floor. I'm good. I really wasn't concerned.
Fair enough.
I mean, I was like, sure, my phone's dead, but whatever. That just means I can't get on Facebook. That's what my cell phone's used for, Facebook and Twitter.
Yes. Alright, so now on to the what's news. And so our first article is from Ultra Punch, and it is the Doctor Who Series 7 trailer. And you might be thinking, man, that's a news article. No, we have a nice analysis to go with the trailer. So lots of Doctor Who-ness in there.
It's going to be exciting.
Do I look British to you? No, I don't care. I'm sorry.
Dawson cares. He ain't British.
I do. I'm not British, ain't it? That was horrible.
Wait, I thought Dawson was gay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna yawn. Okay.
That's also a new article about yawning.
So next up we have Terminus with the artificial intelligence video.
He's Scottish.
Music. He's Scottish. That's almost British. Except not really.
Are you stupid?
I said almost. I'm not saying they're the same thing.
Brian, Scotland's part of Great Britain.
Oh, shut up. See, almost, I was right. By almost, I meant is. Shut up.
English would be different. That would be from England, but Scottish would be British because they...
Real British-like.
Okay. So...
One of our hosts here knows geography.
I don't know geography, though. I find it kind of pointless. I'm like, they're not going to move in my lifetime.
Oh, yes.
In no way slipped tiny maps up my sleeves during finals. That gets not leave this room.
Did you really do that?
Yeah, for like the finals, because it was encompassing over the whole year, and I couldn't remember shit we learned at the beginning of the semester.
Cheater.
What room are we in?
What room? Fourth floor. Just kidding.
Oh, shit.
I can't survive that big of a fall.
Yeah, I said 5 stories. You'll be fine.
Okay, so next
stupid.
Up we have Celery with an article about aerosol, which was written by aerosol. So I'll just let you think about that one. And
lawyered.
Look, I found it to be hilarious.
It was pretty funny. I loved it.
I love when he made fun of Salary Man. He's like, this isn't even a real... He's like, this isn't even a real interview. I'm not even with you.
I liked the part where he said, I want to work in the word nihilistic, but hell, Dawson's not reading this. I was reading it. Lawyered. I forgot what nihilistic meant by that point, but I still read it. I was too busy worrying about the nanny references.
Lastly, we have a Kingdom Hearts 2 PlayArt Sora Volume 1. Apparently there's more than one volume of Sora. Via Firestarter. So.
Yeah, all right,
so moving along from the what's news to the what's nude.
Me!
Even before you.
That was a stupid laugh. It was like a horn.
So, a while back, we talked about the Kamen Rider Card Archives releasing
the
Ryuki cards. And we're like, yay, Ryuki cards! I wonder if Abyss is going to be in it. Well, no. So, to compensate for this, or to just steal $50 of your money...
Or both.
Me and Bandai thought it was cool to say, hey, here's this binder. It's really cool. And guess what? It's going to come with a Joker card where you don't even know what it's from. And then 4 Abyss cards, because we're not including them in the Ryuki set. Isn't that cool?
Because yeah. They're assholes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they didn't stun out all the Abyss cards.
I think that's all they used.
Abyss had 2 contract monsters, though.
I thought they were, like, the same thing, though. I thought they were both.
They're not.
They're not the same thing.
Maybe that's all they got done right now, and we're going to get more. I don't know. You don't know?
I don't know things in general.
I don't know Jack.
Well, we...
Don't
do you know Daxter?
No more.
Yeah, it is the Joker card from D-Kid, I think.
How do you know?
I'm trying to read the...
From Batman Begins?
Oh, that's the problem. You can't read.
It says,
that's awesome.
Kamen Rider Decade, no, blah, 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 Joker. So I'm just going to assume that it's...
Wait, what was that? What was that?
It's unimportant Japanese words.
Ba, 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 ba.
Unimportant because you don't know them?
Right.
I see how it is.
So anyway, the binder is like a longer binder, and it has space for 6 cards on each page.
I do like things that are longer.
I know you do. No idea how many pages it comes with.
Those go hand in hand.
There's a 6 in here somewhere.
Sheiks!
There's a 6 in my diaper somewhere.
I'm probably saying that's how many cards it holds. 15 pages, maybe, if I'm reading this right?
I'm too sexy.
So I have no idea what you're going to use it for,
sexy.
But you can use it.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Probably Cardfight Vanguard. What the hell that is?
Right.
I don't know what it is.
So, I'm too sexy for my shirt. I'm too sexy.
Moving along to Wizardo.
Wizardo. Are you a Wizardo?
All right, so here we have things about Wizard's enemies and his sound effects. Yay!
Seeing enemies.
Shut up. So we have... Oh, crap. I went to sit up and I pulled the headset off. So we have his henshin noise, and it's got a bunch of English, and it's like, flame, please, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee, which is fire, not like pregnancy breathing or something. I wanted to make sure that was clear to our viewers. Then, you know, the belt and the does stuff, and it says please, and the sword gun says stuff like, you know, saber
like,
slash.
Stick your hand in my face.
Shake hands and slap my hand.
Come on,
and
a slash, shake hands.
Yeah. Which just sounds dirty.
Shake hands with a knife? But, ow.
Like, they want me to, like, come on things and then shake, and I don't know what's happening. I'm just scared at this point. But it's a very polite weapon, you know, which is great. There's nothing wrong with politeness. Then we have the Virins. Now, If you'll recall, there was some debate going back and forth. Well, they're called apparitions. No, they're called ghouls. No, they're called phantoms. And people kept going back and forth. Turns out they're all correct, which made me happy. See, what it is that the main enemies are called phantoms. They've been pulled into our world by the mysterious solar eclipse ceremony. And the apparitions are your monster of the week. And then the ghouls are like the little grunt things, like our masquerade dopant or the dustards or the trash yummies. They're those type of thing. We see our first two apparitions, the Minotaur and the Hellhound. These appear to all be based off of like mythical creature type things, which is great for me because I love that kind of stuff. It says they're going to be born of the desire of their host human, a la greed, before... I guess I should say yummy, but before consuming them and mimicking their appearance, like the worms in Kabuto, then we see the phantoms, which are going to be like have human forms and be like main antagonists. We have the phoenix, which is that Yugo guy, and then we have Medusa, who is that Misa chick, and it says that they're the leaders. Phoenix has the special ability of regeneration.
Aster? And
yes, Aster. And Medusa can read people's hearts, making it easier to scout humans whose energy they can feed on. So that's pretty cool, I guess. I mean, it does sound like a lot more of, you know, things that we've been getting the past few years with the different rider villain groups and stuff. But yeah, they look really nice. The suit design looks really good for the variants, I must say. So that makes me happy, and I do like the whole mythical creature thing. So I'm excited. I'm hoping that they can prove to be, you know, some decent villains, much better than our current crop of crap.
Yeah, that rhymes, sort of. No. Alliteration, yay.
Yeah, that's the word. Okay. I totally knew that.
Let's see.
You wrote it on your geography cheat sheet?
Yeah. I like the naming that everyone was right. That's fun.
That made me laugh hysterically. Just because of, like, all the arguments like, no, you were wrong, it's not this, it's this. And then that person's like, no, it said this here, and it's this. And then it's like, here's the magazine scans, and it turns out we're all correct. Yay! Friendship!
This is a rare occurrence.
I know, right?
I think the suit designs are cool. They're simplistic monster designs, but I think that really works.
Yeah.
Just because a lot of the newer ones have been pretty extravagant, but... I like the way that they look. I like the human forms. Human forms are always fun.
Yeah, but the whole show has a bit of simplistic design.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that also fits with it. I mean, then it's not like we have overly elaborate monster costumes to go with a simplistic rider design. We got simplistic everything. So that's all in scale.
Yeah. And, I have to say that the sounds of the driver, I do not like at all. I've got issues with "Come on a slash, shake hands," and I could do without the hee thing. I know it's fire. I know it's not just like having a seizure or something, but
it too much much like friendship for you, like with the. Shake hands. And...
Oh yeah, I don't dig friendship of any sort. I'm very anti-friendship. That's my hate for Forza. No, I don't hate.
Brian's not being friends with us now. He just calls us his associates.
Yeah.
Wait, that happened a long time ago before Forza. That was during O's. My associates. They do things. Oh, our associates. Okay,
associates.
Like we're his degree or something.
I don't socialize with them. No, Moose is in trouble.
Moose?
Moose, where are you at? I'm healing you, Moose.
Mighty Moose?
Alright, save. Oh, I got killed trying to save
Moose. The Moose Crusader.
So, I think the belt, the problem with, like, the noises of the belt, there's just so much going on. It's kind of like with the problem I had with the Forza driver and just the fact that you have, okay, you turn it on, and then it's like 3, 2, 1, and then it makes all these jingles, and then you
3, 2, 1. Uchukita!
Yep, that. I mean, you got the put in the switch noise and activating the switch, and then it says the name, and then you on and stuff. It's just there's just so much noise going on at one time, and I think that's my problem. I miss just the simple, like, hit the button and it makes noise, and now you're changed. So I kind of miss that. I mean, I still like the way everything looks and how the rings work and everything. Like, I still like the entire concept. I just don't really dig the noises right now. I mean, there's a chance they'll grow on me, but I just think there's just too much.
Well, how can you not like how it works? It's just the O's driver, but with rings.
I know. That's the point.
I don't mind, like, the frame voice, because we all know Japanese people have a hard time with that. It's very difficult.
Frame.
But, like, the please and the rah, 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 thing where their tongue gets, like, super rolled, like a fruit roll-up, when they're trying to say straight flush. Yeah, that's it. And then I honestly kind of hate the shake hands with me dance thing that the sword does. I think that's just takes any seriousness away. He's like, I am a badass. Shaking my hand in my face or whatever it says.
I'm shaking my hand in my face.
Are you serious?
That's a new one.
Yeah, I'm just gonna make up something different every time I have to say it. But I'm kind of glad I don't like it just because I'm not tempted to get all the stuff now.
Come on, Dawson. You know you need to get it.
No, I'm switching over to the just Ben 10 stuff. It gets better views. But what else was I going to say?
That's because you're not PR.
I do think the enemies look cool, but I don't want to say I'm worried, but it just annoys me that we always have the same similar setup with just like the details sort of rearranged a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I'm still like really liking like the way his suit looks and like a lot of the concepts, but I'm a little more cautious now just because it's sounding like it's just another repeat. I mean,
it's just a reboot.
Being better than Forza, but it could just easily be another one in the same line we've gotten the last 4 years.
You don't want another reboot?
I mean, as of right now, I think Aerosol just kind of hit it on the head in the fact that Ryder's just gotten so stale.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's just the same thing over and over and over and over and over.
Like, I know that we're never going to probably go back to having simplicity where we don't have so many toys that they need to sell and just so many forms and weapons or whatever they're doing that year. But we could at least get some sort of different storyline set up going and still have lots of toys to sell. Like, maybe do, like, more Riders next time. Do, like, a Ryuki, like, 13 Riders or something. I don't know. Just do something different. I know you need to sell the toys, but stop using the same cookie-cutter mold and then rearranging the damn cookies and think, oh, this is different. No, you just move chocolate chip in front of peanut butter. Now I'm just hungry.
Like, well, the thing about it is, like, even when they'll change it up a little bit, like, you know, they'll do some. It's still basically the same. Like, they're not even really changing anything.
Have anyone ever seen the movie The Island with Obi-Wan Kenobi? I don't remember his real actor name. Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson?
Actually, I have seen most of it. It's got Ethan Phillips in it, who's in Star Trek
and, like,
Voyager.
They have this thing at the beginning where, because the clones get like a predetermined life, and they just have a bunch of different stories to put in their heads that they think is their life, but they rearrange the details for everyone so everyone comes out different. That's what this reminds me of, is they just have different implanted stories, but they just rearrange it and jumble it up a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, that's kind of, I mean, it really is what it is, because you have like, oh, look, here's our main guys, and then they somehow make a monster of the week, and then the monster of the week has his thing, and then there's now grunt things, because we didn't have that before. Well, they did in, like, Showa era Kamen Rider, but, like, Kuga
but it's
and
a Kamen Rider. I don't know, he's not coming to Morphicon anymore. I'm not going to go find out. But good thing we have the assistant production assistant.
Wait, what?
The Matt Mullins got canceled.
No!
I know, right?
Oh my god, I was so looking forward to that. I was so excited. I've been excited for days. Great. My day's ruined. Thanks, Sorry. Dawson.
Sorry.
Really sucks for me. I got my night deck out for him to sign.
Oh, hell nah. At least I got an autograph last time. I just wanted to get a picture this time.
I don't even get that because I don't get to see him now. I'm so upset.
I'll put on sunglasses and pretend to be Matt Mullins. You can take a picture of me. I'll just start going,
take a picture with
the advent deck. I'll just start doing that to people.
I don't want to take a picture with you.
Fine. I had photo ops planned. We were gonna whatever the 3-person version of Twinsies is. I don't know.
Triplets?
Oh, well, they call them twins. But Twinsies is like a different word. It would be like triplets, trios.
But like they just got like the same like type thing. And, like, the Kuga and them and Fize and Blade, you didn't have, like, just grunt people running around. I guess Kabuto did with all the Chrysalis worms. But, I don't know, it's all so very the same thing over and over again, and I just want to kill myself. Not really, because some of it's kind of cool, but it's just...
I mean, there's always good elements about the show.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I'm actually kind of surprised about the fact that they have been able to, for the most part, except for most of this Forza, still made it watchable. Like, given the fact that it's all basically the same thing. Like, you know, like normally when you sit there and recycle the same concept over and over like that, it should not be watchable. Like, it should be like, okay, I saw this already.
Well, I wouldn't call all of Forza watchable.
No, that's what I said. I said all except for most of this Forza.
But I just wish I'd do something different. Like, I was kind of hoping Wizard would be our GoBusters.
I've been hoping that. We've been hoping that every year, though. Of course, we had Double, and that was our GoBusters. And then everything now has copied it.
Well, it's kind of different because Double, like you said, it was like the first thing that was all amazing. Ours was like our first foray into non-Double era. It's like everyone wanted to accept Double was over. And we were even trying like a stupid little bitch. We're like, we quit. This sucks. We really sounded like raving lunatics. And then, like, after Forza, we were like, oh shit, I get it. They're going to keep doing the same trick.
Oh, I get it.
Oh fuck, it's Facebook.
Speaking of GoBusters.
GoBusters! Toby GoBusters! Okay. Boku no Asa ao Atemo!
Okay. Yeah, that too.
Genki Charge Up! Well, I'm sorry, I love GoBusters and their theme song.
Then talk about GoBusters.
GoBusters HBV Summary Trailer Revealed! So, did I watch this? I don't even think I watched this.
I didn't watch it. I saw the pictures and I was like, yeah.
So there's a hyper battle video for GoBusters coming out where basically, like, Jay gets, like, some bad Enatron and he goes crazy and thinks he's a king. And so, Jay teams up with Enter, and Enter turns into Beat Buster. And so he's Beat Buster with, like, Enter glasses.
What that cray cray?
And, like, the trench coat looking thing. So he looks like a wizard, kind of. It was really cool. I just watched it. Could y'all hear it?
Yeah, I was watching it too. It's really cool.
Dinosaurs on a spaceship. Oh, that's the wrong trailer.
Like it was pretty cool. I actually am looking forward to it. And this is something I mentioned to Brian, I think, in our private discussions, as Dawson calls them, or as Dawson calls that Pokemon Embor. In our private discussions, I made mention to Brian. I'm like, Sentai does these hyper battle type things, and they always end up good and fun. Rider does them and they end up stupid. And I don't just mean Forza. I mean them in general. Usually end up stupid. If anyone here has seen Fizes and Blades, you'll know what I'm talking about.
For the record, if anyone didn't see my tweet, don't watch Forze's Hyper Battle video. It will make you nuts.
Oh, I wasn't planning on it.
That's what I told him. Like, why would you think I was going to?
I don't watch Hyper Battle videos in general. It sounds like HPV, the human papilloma virus, but with a B. So I just,
yeah, but most chicks are required to get the shot for that now, so you should be fine.
But if you get it, it only causes you to like grow eggs or something. I don't know. They have all these weird side effects. Like, oh, you can cure this, but you might die. May cause intense vomiting of blood in the streets. But you don't have to worry about your period anymore.
What I want to know is why Dawson had to worry about his period in the first place.
Shh.
Right, Brian?
I know, right? It's cray cray and stuff.
You're just so jelly.
This goes me off. That sounds like something a Russian would say. That wasn't racist.
No.
Racist?
No, because Russian isn't a race.
I don't know. Just keep going. You're doing good.
Okay, well, anyway, it looks really fun. The Gokaiger one was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Gokaiger one was good. They had that Deca Ranger special. I think Magi Ranger had one. That was pretty fun. They all have had these, fun times with Sentai. And yet, Kamen Rider just has epic fail for Hyper Battle videos. Where you sit there going, why am I watching this?
Like the Rider ones always take a big like comedic approach, whereas the Sentai ones are like, let's do something fun that wouldn't be in the show. Whereas the Rider's idea of fun is, let's make these characters that are normally really cool do something absolutely ridiculous.
You just think about how bad that concept is put onto Forze. This is what you just said, I know, but...
Yeah, basically.
Like, the Fies one was a giant musical number.
That was a really strange thing.
The Decade one involved him using a weapon made out of a paper craft from Telebikun magazine.
It's funny.
Like,
when Brian built Ghost Say Night, that was fun.
Like, they just do weird, stupid, and it's probably somebody listening to this going, but those are fun. I enjoy when they do silly things like that.
You should just enjoy everything all the time.
Just watch it and enjoy it for what it is.
Moose?
Moose and Squirrel. Something about the guy from Seinfeld. And
what about Penis and Squirrel?
What? All I heard was Penis and Squirrel, and then Brian mumbling.
Moose is gonna die again, and I don't want him to die.
Well, get Squirrel.
Okay, I got Squirrel. Okay, so.
And Special Agent Karen Sympathy.
The
only one that saw the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie.
Yeah, I did. I just don't remember it.
It's been so long.
I just don't want to remember it.
I don't even know who that instead of geography. See what's wrong with me?
I don't even remember who was in that movie. It wasn't Jason Alexander Boris?
Yeah. And Natasha was somebody. And Robert De Niro was whatever that main villain is. The Question? Oh, that's from last week. What was his name? The Monocle. Overlord. I can't think of it. What the fuck is his name?
I don't know. Overlord.
Evil Overlord. That's right. I'm looking this up right now. I'm gonna be peeing this shit. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I don't know. All I know is they were communists.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
They kept saying comrade, so they know they're communists, which means
they do right. No,
John Casey is going to fight against them because they're communists.
Do right is an android.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Fearless leader! Fuck yes.
Oh, yeah, fearless leader. Fearless leader. Wait. Go back to Brian. What do you mean Dudley Do-Right is Ninjor?
Ninjor had Dudley Do-Right's voice.
Oh my god, you are absolutely correct. That is...
I've been making this joke since forever.
Totally, man.
Brian, when do I listen to you?
Never, but I'm just saying...
Hey, there you go. There you go. That's exactly right. Never. Just like Daido Katsumi. Never, okay?
Right. Okay. So, that Gavin movie has a plot, apparently. And it was leaked.
Oh, man. Like, is there, like, a hole that it came out of?
Yeah.
Guess where the hole...
That's what I was going to say.
Something about catheters.
15 years ago, three childhood friends, Geki, Sherry, and Okuma, guess which one doesn't belong in here?
Sherry!
We're stargazing and became inspired to go to space. That's when they became Forza.
Yuki? No.
As adults, Geki and Okuma join a mission to Mars. Apparently they hijacked Curiosity and now they're on Mars. But their space shuttle goes missing
before Marvin?
They... and reach their destination. A year later, a monster attacks and a mysterious silver-colored warrior appears. Retsu, the original Gavin, is now a special detective for the Galactic Federation Police and is training Geki as his replacement.
Oh, like the
Sherry,
plumbers.
Which, if I remember correctly, is Shinken Yellow, joins SARD, an organization whose mission is to help further space exploration and work alongside JAXA. We all know what JAXA is by now.
What's that thing that Yuki wants to do? Yeah.
She helps design a new Dolgran with Sard. Sherry's Aunt Alina. Is that like the one from Forza?
Is Aline?
Oh, close enough. Is the secretary? Secretary.
Secretary. Commander... She's a secret.
Calm. I almost thought that said Commander Gorn. Of the Galactic Federation Police, Itsuki, another childhood friend of Geki, joins Sard as a physics research developer. Gavin has a new attack called the Gavin Hyperdynamic. Huh, dynamic. Hyperdynamic. Yay. The space
Hyper battle video dynamic.
Hyperdynamic. That's Rugrats.
And plans on creating a wormhole so they could go see the Dino Thunder Rangers.
Wormhole extreme.
Yes.
The lizard doubler monster is currently being dealt with by two other famous space sheriffs. I wonder what they're going to be.
Magister Tennyson and... Oh.
Yeah, them. So you got a
Grandpa
cast
Max
list.
Is going to be in the movie?
Here you
Sweet.
Can look at the cast Forced list them. If you want
to. I would be looking forward to the movie if Max was in it. Oh! Random, sorry to be all random and change the topic, but when Kevin was saying he missed Grandpa Max because he wasn't around as much, that totally reminded me of Uncle Iroh. Like the same exact thing. He just like disappears, except he's not in jail doing push-ups. He's getting his eyes melted out in a water chamber. But still.
Oh my god.
Anyway, that just reminded me of that, because I was like, when Kevin was saying that, it reminded me of something. I didn't think of it until I was getting ready to go to sleep.
Apparently, Alina's going to be Malshina.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that Malshina's going to be in this movie.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's going to be naked, like in those other movies she does that Hopefully. Grown Ups in Spandex subbed or something.
Why are Grown Ups in Spandex?
They subbed one of Malshina's movies. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to pretend I didn't just say that out loud.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm going to watch the movie when it comes out just because Gavin's interesting to me. And it'll be interesting to see if they, like, a new show
make
actually
the figure art. Yeah.
Figure art would be nice. We'd have to get two because we need the new one and the old one.
Oh, Lord.
They're almost identical, but one's got colors and one doesn't.
Yeah, well, they'll probably just do, like, all of them. Gavin and Sharavan and Scheider and Gavin G. Gavin and...
Dan Snyder.
I'll wait until he's done being stupid.
I'm sorry.
That's right. And then they'll probably also have to do, like, Gavin Bootleg from the Gokai versus Gavin movie, and... Well, then we'll be knee-deep in Metal Hero figure arts.
I'm
begging
fine with
for,
this.
Begging
Where's the... What? That's beautiful.
That's what I was getting to. We'll be knee-deep in Metal Hero figure arts begging for B-Fighters.
What is the purpose of doing these polls? They're like, let's do a poll of the most popular figure art choices amongst the fans, and then let's make a spacesuit! God damn it!
At least when Bluefin did their Dragon Ball poll, we actually got the decisions for the most part. Like, Japan just like, oh, here's all of these things that you want, let's make a spacesuit. Troll.
And then they make, like, the top-rated ones exclusives usually. It's like, but, I mean, I don't really
Juzo,
mind it.
Juzo, Gosei Knight.
I don't really mind it because they're easier to get because you're just like, hey, bitch, get
Nazca.
That. Like, hey. But it's still upsetting because it doesn't make sense. It's like, these are the most popular ones amongst the core group. It's so stupid. I don't understand Bandai.
The only one that wasn't was Shadow Moon, and he was flimsy as hell.
Yeah, he broke. That was an accident, though.
You and your ham hands.
He fell on the floor. It was the carpet. It's very rough carpet.
That's why you shave it. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
That wasn't what you meant. I'm sorry.
Only if it doesn't match the drapes. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that means Pamela Anderson's hair color is bald.
Now that Gavin took us into a conversation about how stupid Thomas she is. All right, so Bandai or Saban or whoever the powers that be continuously make new samurai stuff. This time it is a bunch of games.
Oh, Lord.
Games!
When are we going to be done with these guys?
A card game, a memory game, a... What's a pop and race? Is that Sorry? That's totally Sorry, Omar. Or no, Trouble. Trouble, my bad. No, yeah, Trouble.
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 Pop and race, isn't that like your soda word, Brian? Or something?
Yeah,
see?
Pop and Trouble. What the hell?
I love that. That's your soda word, right, Brian?
It's like a miniature version of Trouble. That's fun.
That's what it is. I didn't even need to listen to you until just now because I'm being Count Dooku. But
Rangers
I'm trying
versus
to kill
Nylock
Magneto.
Game. That looks not fun. And the Samurizer Morpher Switch game, which has a Samurizer in it that's probably better than the one Bandai actually gave us. And something about Switchy and funnels and something. I don't know.
Switches?
Yeah, there's games and stuff. I'm probably only going to get the card game just because card games are fun. But I don't know. Trouble's kind of tempting now.
That's Samurai versus Nylock game. I want to be the Nylock and just beat the Rangers up.
Is that an option?
G has a personal trainer, so I better watch out. She's got boobs.
Wait, what? Wait,
I haven't heard boobs and you perked up.
I'm sorry. That's the code word. I forgot about
That's the code word. That's how we wake him up when he falls asleep.
Don't watch any Drake and Josh around. And when Megan's like, "You boobs," Kevin's like, "What?"
What?
So, I was always surprised they could say that for some reason.
He's a boob. Oh my god.
Boobs.
I'm just confused on why they're putting out so much samurai stuff. And particularly, these are supposed to come out in August or something. I mean, promotion for Mega Force is going to start in November at the latest.
Yeah.
So, it's just kind of weird that, oh, there's all this samurai stuff. You should have did that a year ago.
It's weird and annoying, because I'm just so sick of samurai. It's, ridiculous.
Speaking of weird games, Hasbro decided to team up with, the people that made Farmville Zynga.
Uh-huh.
And they're releasing, Farmville Hungry Hungry Hippos, Friends Scrabble, which is just a total oxymoron, Draw Something Pictionary, and Cityville Monopoly. I'm like, you have all these games already. It's licensing to the stupid. Let's make this game that's totally Scrabble into an actual Scrabble game, even though we own Scrabble.
That is pretty stupid.
Yep. That is American marketing at its finest.
That's somehow selling virtual solitaire in real form. I don't know how they would do it. They'll find a way.
I saw the sign.
Trip down stupid versions of actual licensed games discussion. That is all for the nudes.
Yay, nudes.
Yay, I'm nude.
Because now it's time for...
Super Hero Taimu.
Ghostbusters. That was just disturbing.
And that bitch is back.
Sorry, can't even replicate it. It's not like you swallowed a baby.
I am a baby. Okay.
Okay.
What?
No, I'm just, I was commenting on your baby thing.
Oh.
I was commenting on your baby. That's what Brian says when he sees babies in real life.
Okay, so here is the situation. We are on Go Bus.
It's a baby.
In my
That's an ugly bitch. Oh. What? Oh, I was just commenting on your baby. It looks like cabbage. I don't know where I was going with that.
So I...
Hush! Mush! They say hush or mush. Like, is he trying to get it to be quiet or is his dog sledding?
The dog doesn't like you.
Okay.
It's about my toy hunting exploits from today. Okay, so we're on GoBusters 24.
Okay.
Right? And so it starts off with... It is 24, right, Brian? I'm not retarded.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to assume it's 24.
Yeah, it is.
So, okay. Yeah. So it starts off with Yoko trying to find Hiramu to do her homework for, because she's a derp and can't do math or something, can't read. You know how Dawson is. And Ryuji's like, oh, he left with Nick to go do Hiramu and Nick things. And she was like, oh, okay. So then Yoko, Usada's like, bitch, I heard you. You ain't going to cheat on me this time, fool. In my version, Usada's very black. It makes it funnier. They're like, I don't know where it went. And Gorosaki finds this paper for a summer fest. And like, I think you went here. Like, oh, okay. So they go there and they see Hiramu dressed as a clown doing juggling. And Nick is handing out like drinks to the other performers. And they're like, what's he doing? They're like, I don't know. They pull him aside, like, hey, look, we're here to see you. He's like, God damn it, guys, why'd you come in uniform? I don't want them to know I'm a GoBuster, right? These are people from school. You're making me look bad in front of my friends. And they're like, sorry. So they hear about this Metaroid that was made because Spacebar showed up with his own little getup, and he made a cotton candy roid out of a cotton candy machine and went around stealing people's Enatron. And then Jay and Jin went to go fight him, and they transformed Yoko, the chick, and Ryuji went to go help. So, like, you stay here with your friends and the teacher, and you, you do stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. So, because apparently, like, he was part of, like, the street performance club in middle school because he, like, had no friends because he just wanted to be a GoBuster. And the teacher's like, friendship is magic. And he's like, that's only for fags who wear pompadours. And she's like, aw. She's like, well, you're joining my club anyway. And so he – apparently she sucked it up one day at juggling, and he was like, hey, watch me do this. And he just picked him up the balls and was juggling them, juggling a lot of balls at one time. It sounded like fun for him, so he did it. And they're like, whoa, you're really good. And he's like, I guess, whatever. So meanwhile, in any case, so Jay and Jin are fighting. The dude takes like energy attack when they shoot him with a gun, and he like – whips it around with his cotton candy stick and like blasts it back at him, which is, I guess, kind of cool. So they're fighting. Enter and the dude leave after he has a fun fight with Masato, and is like, "Los, I'm Spacebar, biatch." Everyone's urban in my version of the story for some reason. Always
urban.
What else was I saying? Oh, so they go back and they're fighting. They're doing some more juggling. You're like, oh, we're going to protect this place because there's other summer festivals going on. So Jin and Jay went to one while the others are at the one that Hiramu's friends are at. Well, guess where they get attacked at, right? Where Hiramu's friends are. And they're like, oh, look, they came here. So they go fight the Metaroid. And the teacher goes back for some of her stuff, and Hiramu has to go save her. and she's trying to save some pictures that she made copies of for all the group of when they were in school together. And the Megazord shows up, and she almost got squashed, which is why Hiramu had to save her. GoBuster Beat and the Stagjet come out fighting, and they start beating up the Megazord. Hiramu and Nick get inside the car, because they send out the car after them, and they're like, Cheetor Maximize!
Oh, God! It's the episode of Akiba Ranger!
So they transform, and now GoBuster Ace is fighting as well. Meanwhile, Ryuji and Yoko, like, she does, it's time for Special Buster, and then she, like, shoots it, and Ryuji catches it with his sword and slices it through the Metroid and blows him up, which was pretty cool, because they basically just did what he did, just back at him. And then Karen was like, hey, can I borrow that jet for a while? And Jin's like, sure. And so he does that, like, crane arm extend, and the jet's gonna, like, crash into the dude. And while he's, like, running down the crane arm, H jumps on him and, like, rides him like some kind of a transport vehicle, and uses it to slice through the Megazord, blowing it up. And then the teacher tells him that she realizes that it was him who saved her, and then it ends with them getting ready for the festival, and they're like, yay, people, we're going to perform for them. And something about the teacher is going away to show the rest of the world how Japanese people do street performance or something like that. I don't know.
That's
going
to go well.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be a smash hit here.
There's no way that would go wrong.
No possible way. It's just like Saban Brands buying back PR. Nothing bad could really come of that. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Yeah, so, person in background. Hey, dog.
And it was a good episode. I liked it. I liked when they were imagining, like, where could Hiramu and Nick be? And they're, like, in the movie theater and, like, out shopping. Like, it was pretty funny. And then to just see Hiramu in that clown outfit, and he's just a master juggler, juggling them balls.
I liked that was the place where we got that foreshadowing of the Dino Greed, and many other events have occurred.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
I was trying to remember during that, what was the rumored name of the Dino Greed before we knew it was Maki? It was driving me crazy. I was like,
what was that thing that was in? It was like Marvin. The voice of Gunpowder was in the movie, but then never heard from again.
Yeah, it was back before when everything was just rumors, and it was like that time we discussed like the five rumors about the Gosei Ultimate, and then Gosei Ultimate was revealed. And we're getting off course.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So yeah.
And then no one wants to go off course.
Well, I liked the
the suits.
No, I forgot what I was saying. The way like Ace rode the jet.
I was expecting the custom to pop up.
So was I. He's like, can I use it? I'm like, too. Oh yeah. And then he's like, no, I'm just gonna ride it. I'm like, oh okay, that's cool. Whatever. That kind of looks better, but that's,
it kind of does. I'm like, too bad my toy can't do that because GoBuster Ace's legs are so fucking huge.
Like, I mean, I did enjoy it. Like, I thought it was cool, but I was just like, oh, okay, this is not what I thought you were going to do, but this works too.
I also liked how Hiramu was being super obvious when he was in middle school, where he apparently looked the exact same.
Yeah.
And he was, like, reading the book that says, How to Be a GoBuster. Smart Megazords, Foolish Choices. Like, if a giant Megazord, I'm like, how do they not know what he's doing? Why does that classroom look like the real-life version of Takato's classroom? That's what I want to know. It's the same room. It's like, where's Jerry? Not like Jerry, but like Jerry.
Jerry!
I don't know. She was a psychopath even before the D-Reaper got to her.
She was like Yuki.
Oh, God.
Anyway, like, it's just another example of a very entertaining filler episode. Like, all of the filler episodes for the show have been really well done and added something to these characters. Either, like, a past occurrence or growth or just kind of you learn something.
Yeah, I mean, like, this one shows you, okay, well, what was he doing before he joined up with the team? Because You know, as I told you, or as they told you, what I was trying to say, I don't know how it came out weird, but like, you know, Ryuji and Yoko spent, you know, 13 years at that headquarters place training.
As you can imagine, socialization, very difficult. They start barking at anyone they see. They have to spray them with water.
Yeah. So you see that, you know, Hiromu was off in school and sort of having friends, kind of.
Yeah, like, I like that most of the fillers, especially early on when, before Jin and them got there, like, focused on how the entire ordeal with Messiah and hyperspace has affected their lives in some way. And showing how he was kind of super focused on that, and he had to be forced into the beginning of a porn by that teacher. Like, you're going to come to a group scene with me. All right. That was just very dirty. I'm sorry.
I'm fine with it.
Well, I just got this vibe. He was like, that he liked that teacher.
I bet you did. Oh.
Oh, it wasn't as dirty as I thought it was going to be.
I liked the fight scenes, particularly the fight scene with Ryuji and Yoko versus the whatever the hell it was.
The Metaroid? The cotton candy roid?
Yeah. Legit. It looked like Birth got like out of control.
It was a cool like monster of the day. Like I liked the idea.
I liked that the idea was funny, but like the execution made sense. Like the way he used those things to spin, it was actually threatening.
Yeah, like you're sitting. I'm sitting there going, "Cotton candy roid? Oh Lord, what are they gonna do with it?" But unlike what some other shows might have done and just made it like a completely silly and nonsensical thing, like, "I'm gonna make you eat cotton candy until you explode" or something stupid like that, or like they actually like found a way to like make it like dangerous and threatening, and you're like, whoa.
I just like the fact that he just like spun the Enatron. I always want to say Energon and it pisses me off, into like the cotton candy and stuff. Like, I thought that was neat.
Yeah. Jin's like, give me that cotton, or Jay, wait, Jay, that's right, Jay, I'm stupid, all these Jays. Jay's like, give me that cotton candy now.
Give it to me.
I like how they're even fighting.
Headed Ninny Muggins.
I like how... I like how they're even fighting over the spotlight, like in the Megazord, and they're just like the screen, like pushes the screen out of the way. Damn it!
Like everything about their interaction is fun.
They're like two terrific additions to the show. Like they didn't screw up the three-person dynamic. They added their own, like, just hilarious duo, and plus they like. Branched out the story and stuff too. So,
yeah, and I mean, like, I know something we mentioned before, but like, they had been going so well at the beginning with just the two of them, or just the three of them,
right,
that we were like, I don't know, are they're gonna be able to do this without totally screwing it up and bring these guys in? Answer: yes, they can do it very easily.
Because they basically, like Brian said, made them their own duo, but they also had good like episodes where they partner them up with the main three.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they've partnered them with the main three and with the main three buddy roids in such ways that it's been fun but not distracting from the other guys' story and their focus, and like it's really well done, and I don't understand how it's physically possible that this show is tanking in the ratings in Japan.
Well, it's on pretty early. I don't know what Japanese people's sleeping schedule is like. I know it's pretty much like a country version of a concentration camp when it comes to school, but I don't know.
Well, it's a Sunday, but I mean 7:30 a.m. on a Sunday. I mean, that's probably like normal for them, I guess.
I mean, that's been Sentai's time slot for years.
Yeah, I mean, so you can't really blame it on the time so much, but unless, I mean, Japanese kids are
sleeping in these days?
Sleeping in more.
Well, you could,
because of that concentration camp-like schooling.
Well, you could apply it to compare it to here, because like when I was younger, I used to get up earlier and the shows were on earlier, and now I get up later. Well, now I'm older, I'm not a kid anymore, but still, I noticed that the shows are on later, except for like the stupid Cartoon Network Advanced Future version that's on like 6:30.
And trust Awesome, he knows about concentration camps. He owns one.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. I just stepped right into these things. But I just noticed.
You made the reference, bro.
Like, they used to be on earlier, but they schedule shows to start later now for kids, so I don't know. I don't know if it's like. I don't know what it's like over there. It's not here. That was intelligent.
Because the only reason I say it might be something like that is because, I mean, Forze's ratings are dropping too, which, I mean, makes sense because it's Forze. But, like, I feel like it's a fairly universal just droppage.
Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, is there the ratings thing being, like, surveyed by, like, all of HJU or, like, actual Japanese kids? Like, because I know how the majority of, you know, those people are like, Forza, love Forza, you know. Like,
they all sound like that.
They do, and it's annoying. Like, Go Buster sucks.
Kevin talks to all of them.
I do. They all have the same
learns
voice.
Learns how to mimic really their voice, weird. Which is all one collective.
It's just kind of like how all Power Rangers douchebags sound like Linear Ranger. what was I going to say? I hate to bring this up, but I have to think about how last week was the introduction of, oh my god, Jin's disappearing, and then we got the carnival episode. Does it ring any bells?
Well, it is Kobayashi.
It's Kobayashi.
It's like, he just like, alright, let's introduce something really life-threatening, and then a carnival. Brilliant!
Kobayashi's the master of introducing
carnivals?
Something threatening, and then the next episode being a carnival or something silly, and like, we'll get back to it later, like, and then she doesn't.
Like, I get that they're going to stretch it, and I've seen plenty of shows where they'll have a major plot reveal at the end, and the next week's like a filler or something that doesn't matter, but usually they keep it in the background so that you're like, hey, remember this? But this time, Jin was like skipping along like he's not electrocuting himself every day or whatever he's doing. I don't know what he's into.
I mean, on the one hand, yeah, that, like, because here's my thing with it is that, yeah, I see that, and it's a problem. But with
this episode more than the O's episode.
Well, yes. Well, but the thing is, with the O's issue,
they keep sending him in.
Well, they do keep sending in the O's. But what I was going to say before you started making stupid jokes was that, like, everyone in the cast saw what happened to Edgy. Like, they all knew Ankh. Knew Goto, Date, Hina. Here, like, Ryuji has no idea, if I remember correctly. Hiramu doesn't know what's going on.
No one's seen him, like, fizzle.
No one's seen him fizzle.
The only thing they know is the thing that Jay mentioned, that if he, like, gets killed, then his real self gets injured.
Well,
I thought that only Yoko heard that part.
No,
Ryuji would have.
It was the entire base.
Okay.
They were there for staff meeting.
Because Jay's the one that said it.
Right, Jay said it, so I know that Ryuji heard it.
He was in the middle of the base going, sup, foo.
Okay.
Like,
he's urban.
I wasn't expecting, like, everyone to be like, oh, hey, Hiramu, what are you doing? And like, oh, I'm at the teachers. Oh, by the way, let's talk about Jin. I was just expecting a little something on Jin's side where maybe some dialogue between him and Jay, or maybe another, like, little sizzle or whatever. Just to keep it present in your mind, so it's not just like, it feels like one of those things where you hear about they aired an episode out of order.
Yeah, I mean, and that's always a possibility, I suppose. There's nothing.
But I'm not saying it's a huge problem.
This episode came after the last one, besides the numbers.
I just thought it was kind of funny that it happened to be a carnival episode afterwards.
Yeah,
because it's pretty coincidence.
At least there was people at this one.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
What was that one with Edgy about anyway? Like, his friend was like a psycho.
Something like that.
Okay.
His friend wanted him be friends or something.
He's like, hey, remember me from fifth grade? No. I was too busy, like, traveling. And by traveling, I mean just walking through the sand dunes that Taizan fought that guy with my underwear.
Yeah, that guy.
What's it? Moltor. Wait, is that right? That's right.
Yes.
You know what? For a split second, I thought it was a Ben 10 alien, okay? I was like, wait a minute.
Walked off of this ship into empty air space.
Moltor.
That sounds like some sort of really slow, heat-based alien. Speaking of really slow, heat-based aliens, should we talk about Forze?
I
don't know.
I like how you said blazed, but
I tried to ignore it. I should have known.
Yeah, I should have.
Alright, so we ready? Are we all done with Go Busters?
Yeah, we would just sit here and go, oh my god, this is so awesome, because we're, like, obsessed fanboys, but...
Oh, I like that thing where he took the special beam cannon and, like, or Buster special beam cannon and sword and stab. That was cool.
He's like, look, I can make Enotrunk and cotton candy too, look, spin.
It was just clever. Instead of they're like, oh man, we can't beat him. You know what? Let's be determined. Okay.
You know what? Let's be determined and use friendship.
Oh god. All right. Well, that's a better segue than slow magma.
Something about friendship.
Painful. Okay, so we start off this episode of Forze with a celebration of Kengo's birthday with the same damn white cake with the strawberries on it from every Toku episode since the beginning of time. Can we ever get chocolate? Do they eat chocolate in Japan? Okay.
No.
I was just shaking. Oh, God.
No. On to the cake.
Oh, God.
Is that just me?
So, anyway, everyone's
that's
like,
what the
oh,
icing
man.
Is.
God. Beep, beep. Sorry. Anyway, everyone's talking about how Kengo's changed. They're like, oh, man, I can't believe how much you've changed. I thought for sure you were going to be a dick for the whole series and then have a sudden change of heart at the end, sort of like Ankh. But, man, you turned around, like, right around episode 9. I was like, damn. And he's like, yeah, it's so great to be around such intelligent people. That's literally, when he said something like that, I'm like, oh, my God. So then there's a mysterious chef in the background, and it reveals himself to be the egg chair guy. And he's like, look, I'm going to push my vegetarian agenda on you, and you're going to have this disgusting-looking veggie soup. I'm like, we had pizza at our school.
Vegetarian agenda.
He's like, disgusting.
Exactly. And then they all start eating it, and then Gintaro's like, I want to be friends with you. And he's like, nah. And just takes off his hat and walks away. The whole thing kind of reminded me of Iron Chef, the way they kept saying chairman. Like, I expected him to just bite the pepper, and they just lock them all in for, like, a quick game of Iron Chef. And then Kengo collapses, and they're like, holy shit, I thought you got rid of that illness with your attitude in episode 9. He's like, nope, it's back. And then we cut to 20 years ago, where two astronauts freed Rita from her dumpster, and they also found a switch that she dropped. This is a crossover now. But that's not really what happened, if anyone's taking this summary seriously.
No one takes your four-day summary seriously anymore.
So then we go to the hospital to visit the psychotic fly guy and his little assistant named Ron or whatever. And we're like, oh, let's just go visit all the psychopaths. And then OG Tachibana shows up and he's like, quick, little girl, get in my car. You're in danger. I have candy. And he takes her away. Ryan already heard this joke. So disadvantage of watching at the same time. And so they drive for a little bit. They drive for a little bit, and Leo stops him, and then he's like, oh, look, I'm Libra. You have to believe me. And they fight, and then Gintaro's like, you know what? I trust all evil masterminds, so I'll trust you. And then he proves himself by giving his switch to this guy who's claiming to be Ryusei. I still don't believe it. His hair is very different. Are they all then...
It's not just me. Okay, good.
That's Brian. When that guy came on screen, I was like, who's that? I literally didn't know who it was for a second. No joke. Anyway, so they all go to I didn't know who it was. Like,
it
he
was
just stepped
funny
up, like, he's like, give me the switch. I'm like, who is that? Is he just waiting? I've been a part of the club the whole time. You just never saw me. Anyway, they all go to Ran's house to protect her, but they fail. That's next. Anyway, they fail horribly because of a scary scale that was in her pocket, and Shun's trying to, like, hit it with his penny loafer, and he made me use the word penny loafer, and now I'm just uncomfortable. And meanwhile, Kengo finds a flash drive in Virgo's former office with his name on it and wonders if it's for him. No, there's another guy named Kengo in D-Track. And then Forze and Meteor must use the full power of their final forms to fight off the haired mustards, while OG Tachibana risks his life to stop Ran from using the Piscis switch. But so, of course, in order to pay back his honorable sacrifice, she uses it. That makes so much sense. And then Forze and Meteor arrive, and then so does Egg Chair Man, and he's like, man, Forze, you so ignorant. And then it ends. And that's the way the cookie crumbled. So it was a pretty decent episode by Forze standards, and we did get the explanation for... Okay, here's the thing. The explanation is he built the school under there so that we would get the cosmic energy like we talked about before. Why not build it on a military base or somewhere with people with skills instead of teenagers?
Teenagers with attitude, bro.
Youth.
Like,
makes
it could have been.
Cosmic energy.
Or get like a gym or like some sort of boxing thing going. Like, you get people that are going to be good candidates. Like, oh, let's get students. Lord. And he wants to meet the replacements? What does he want to meet? The pedestrians? What is it?
Presenters.
Yes.
He needs to get an award. He needs to find the presenters.
Are they going to have awkward award show dialogue when he gets up there? Is like that what he's after?
They're going to make a political statement and everyone's going to get aggravated and then they're going to play like the "you're taking too long" music, "please hurry up."
Oh, that's just rude. But I thought that Tachibana, I mean OG Tachibana's like change of heart just seems so weird. Like I wish it was just better done.
Like, well, I was telling Brian when I got on the call in our private discussions, I'm like, I understand that, you know, they've been foreshadowing for a while now that he is going to, like, be like, F this, I'm out of here. But he just kind of all of a sudden, with seemingly with no real provocation, went, F this, I'm out of here.
Well, it's
like, I feel like those are things in the last episode, but just all of a sudden, the first time you see him, he's like, I'm out of here, bye guys.
It's only been like two episodes, and like, I know it's kind of a typical trope to have that villain that has a change of heart, but I'd rather have that than him just being like, I just don't want to die. Like, it just seems so meaningless.
Like, well, he just killed Virgo like two episodes ago and was like, yeah, bitch, what you get for betrayal? And then he's like, I quit. I quit. like, wait, didn't you just kill the guy? Ask guy who quit? What are you doing?
I'll have to kill myself later for this insubordination.
Like,
first we have evil. What's that guy's name in Magic Ranger? Magic Green.
Makito?
Yeah, evil Makito.
Like, I love how just everyone's introducing themselves to them now. Like, hi, how are you? I'm going to be killing you today. Honey.
I'm going to attack you. Just
some
deal
idiot
with it.
In cool. The projects.
Like, I love, like, it's once again, like, okay, now it's the end of the show. Giant plot dump.
Like, here's the thing. Okay, if Libra is the only one that can easily find out if someone's a horoscope, why didn't he just, like, not tell anybody and then, like, quietly escort her away? Like, or he could have handled it so much better instead of being like, oh my god, like driving down the street, it's her, like her name is this, this is her address, and she's Piscus. Like, he made such a big deal about it. Like, he could have figured something out, because up until they discovered his ability, it took him a while to find horoscopes. I mean, sure, that was mainly because of the episodes and writing, but oh, stupid. Yeah.
Like
I don't have much to say about this episode. I mean, I enjoyed it for the most part.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's just it's too little enjoyment too late to be like Zomk Forze, but
if the finale is not blowing up the final monster, but rather him befriending Eggman, I'm gonna be pissed.
Well, you know what was
funny? I
didn't
think about that, now I'm scared.
You're right, me too. You know what was funny for me is that I'm watching this episode. I watched Forze before I watched GoBusters. Right?
Cool.
So I'm watching this and I see, you know, Gamo go through this whole thing of, you know, friendship's not for everybody, and you know, Gintama being like, hey, let's be friends, and he's like, no, sir, no, none of that. We're not doing that here.
That's foreshadowing.
And, well, no. So then I go watch GoBusters, and then there's, like, the teacher being like, come on, Hiramu, you need friends. And he's like, no, thank you. There'll be none of that here. And I'm like, lol.
Oh, my God, Egg Chair Man's future Hiramu. No? That's not what you're getting at?
No.
It was just funny to me that, like, I got the same response, but in one show, this dude's, like, the big bad villain or something, and in the other one, it's the main character. I was just like, whoa. That's pretty funny.
I don't know. Like, I just hope that doesn't happen. Like, I get the friendship thing, but you don't need to befriend all of your villains. This guy is clearly some sort of psychopath who's manipulating children.
Well, to be fair, he tried to befriend him before.
It's true.
Well, and then I love it. Like, it was just weird, like, too, that, okay, so they go and he's like, okay, I'm Libra. I am having some problems with my friends, so I'm going to leave them and join you guys. And they're like, you just want to save yourself. Okay, yes. Yes, I do. I want to live. I'm sorry.
I just want to leave.
Right? Well, then, like, 2 minutes later, he's like, okay, so I realize I've been kind of a dick to you guys. And I just want to apologize. And I want to try and make amends because I realize that I have hurt my students and I want to fix them. I mean, you just said you wanted to live. That's why you're doing this.
But that answer didn't get a good of a response. This one's more of a crowd pleaser.
That's almost what it seemed like. Is like, it didn't work. The first answer didn't work, so I'm trying a new answer.
And I like how
I still like this one.
He gives Ryusei the switch for safekeeping, and he just drops it out of nowhere. Like, he's transformed when he dropped it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, Meteor? Yeah, I didn't understand that at all. He gets hit and is like, oh, I dropped the horoscope switch. How?
You're Did in he? A suit. I missed that part. He dropped it? I seriously
he
didn't see it happen.
He got hit and rolled and they went... Tick, tick,
tick, and if it's in your
out.
Pocket, first of all, when you transform, there should be a bulge there. I guess that's part of the metamorphosis, like Justin or something. But how would
well,
it fall
me, there's
out?
A bulge. Oh,
God. Like, how would it fall out? It's like, there's no... I mean, I guess... I don't know. And why didn't they use this opportunity? Why didn't they leave it at the rabbit hutch with like Kengo or something to study it or try to destroy it?
I don't understand why they didn't bring the girl to the rabbit hutch.
Girl. Oh, yeah, that's stupid. That's like the most secure place. And that's just stupid. They could have smashed it with a hammer, not the girl.
In all fairness, yes, they could have.
It's because I heard they could have smashed her with a hammer.
Oh, God. Or Forza could just use his rocket module and throw the into the sun.
Excuse me?
Not the girl. Not the girl.
I keep saying the girl.
No, the switch. It's like they were just talking about not too long ago how they wanted to study a switch, and now they get one, and they give it to Ryusei. What's he going to do? He hasn't done shit since his story arc was over. Axel did more. At least he gave Kevin some good gay jokes.
Yeah.
He had that one time when he was running away and there was like a tree or something and they were all dressed up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Now it's time to walk away.
Yeah. That's our final thoughts on Forze.
Now it's time for Ramble time.
Yeah. Come on. Obama?
Look, your mama.
We don't do politics on here. This podcast is sponsored by Barack Obama.
Well, we do
that
sponsor
was a
Brock.
Station. Barack Obama. That's good.
We sponsor Brock a lot.
Oh, that's great.
Because
he does not eat at Blaziken Filet or Torchic Filet. That's a better one. Blaziken Filet didn't work out. Anyway. Now I'm hungry.
Me too. I should have went to Sonic earlier when I had the opportunity.
I want some cookies.
Sonic America. Sonic America's driving.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
This is ramble time.
This is a segment where we ramble.
Yeah.
I think. Do we ramble in this podcast? I don't know.
Not next week.
What show is that?
Oh, there's like nothing to talk about next week. We'll just talk about what we ate that day.
Okay, so probably. Pokemon.
Pokemon, it's a battle,
win or lose.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. So we had the final rounds of the tournament.
The tourney?
Explosion event.
Like,
the final round of the tourney.
It was Stefan versus Throw in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't fight him. Fuck this.
it was Scraggy versus Throw, yeah, and then he got turbo pwned.
Yeah. Oh, Scraggy, poor Scraggy, he's so tiny. He's like, just choke him till his head pops. I'm like, oh, fuck. Poor Scraggy.
His head pops.
That's what it looked like. I'm like, holy shit, the scale is. Damn.
Well, and then, like, poor Scraggy's all intimidated by him, and I felt bad. I was sad. Then Ash is trying to, like, glare at Throw like it's going to do something, and I'm like, oh, Ash. You tard monkey.
Like, it was just hilarious to me that Ash thought that little tiny Scraggy could beat the shit out of Throw. Like,
well, they couldn't switch out, could they?
No.
I'm just saying, like, the fact of bringing little Scraggy into a tournament of this caliber was kind of stupid to begin with, but...
He's been using Scraggy for all these tournaments, though.
But Scraggy's awesome, and like he beats shit he should never beat.
Oh, absolutely. But, Scraggy, I mean, he did. Look, Scraggy's been working his butt off. He's been doing his thing. I'm very proud of Scraggy. We love Scraggy. And, you know, we're happy that he made it into the semifinals.
Like, what's that guy's name? His name's like Burgundy or something like that.
Montgomery?
Yeah.
Burgundy is the connoisseur.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna get to the rivals in a minute, but let's talk about Montgomery. Whatever you're gonna say.
He didn't really do much, but I just kind of liked him because he sort of reminded me of Paul, but like a little more polite. Like yeah. He's kind of an ass, but he instead of being so like ass facious after he lost, like I thought this would be such a good rival for Ash to have because he seems more experienced, and I just like him better than Tripp because he's got that like dickish rival thing without being a complete dick, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like he was like, oh, I'm gonna. He's more like that. I'm confident. I'm gonna win and beat you and like turbo pwn you. But he wasn't like, dude, you blow, you suck at life, I hate you, you're a horrible person, what the hell, are you from the boonies? What? Wow, that's basic stuff. Like, what are you doing? I hate you, you're a whore, please go die. Like, the rest of Ash's rivals have been doing.
Like, it seems weird, it's like one of those times where you have one of those characters that's like on screen for 4 seconds and is everyone's fan favorite, but I don't know, I just really liked him, I'm like, I want to see more from him. I looked it up on Wikipedia, I think that's his only appearance up until now, so...
I want to see. I want to see more of that throw and like what other stuff he has. Just because, first of all, I like sock and throw, and I know Stefan's going to keep coming back, so I want him to keep coming back too to see more of throw. Just because I'd actually like to just see more rematches between the two of them because that was a fun battle. But yeah, I would like to see more of what he can do, and like against Ash besides just like throw. I think that'll be interesting. All right, so now let's talk about the rivals, how stupid they are. I mean, we do that every time we talk about this, but I mean, first, once again, here's Georgia sitting there like, yeah, and like, huh, lulz, you lost. She's like, run into a dragon, that's not a loss. What?
That's, I told you, I'm going to start using that from now on, no matter
like,
what I
no,
lose.
That's a loss. Nope, one to a dragon.
Thumb
doesn't
war,
count.
Loses. Yeah, it wasn't to a dragon. It doesn't really count.
Like, can I do that when I play the games? Like, it just says, like, you know, so-and-so is out of usable Pokemon. I can just be like, nope, not a dragon. I get another turn. Like, I don't think it works that way. Like, you still lost. I hate that hoe.
I don't know. Like these people just upset me greatly. Like,
and then Bianca's like, she's battling against Sock, and you know, like a decent person, he's dodging the attack, and she's like, "That's cheating. Dodging the attacks is cheating." What? Wait, what?
yeah.
Like the thing is that some of the rivals. I have, like, sort of good ideas behind them. Like, the idea of having Iris' rival be someone who strives to take down Dragon-type trainers is fine, but she doesn't have to be all obnoxious about it.
Yeah, like this, the problem is, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, even if it's, like, someone who just doesn't like dragons, she can not like dragons, it's fine, but she doesn't have to be stupid.
I just think it would be more interesting if she was, like, some sort of crazy hunter trainer where she just thinks dragons are the most powerful type, so that's what she seeks to battle, but she's not like, eh, wasn't he against a dragon? I have a stupid hat. Like, just no. Like, they have good ideas, it's just they execute them so poorly. Like, at least giving Silent a rival gives him something to do, but both of them are annoying.
Oh my, and she did more of her, like, connoisseur thing where she's like, I'm better at being a nothing type of character that's pointless than Silent is. And I'm like, go away. It's annoying when he does it. How do you think I feel when you do it?
I don't really... that whole, you're just saying my name wrong is kind of annoying, but other than that, I don't mind Stefan that much.
Stefan.
I don't mind him. Like, his joke got really old, but I mean, it probably got old in the Japanese version, too. I'm not nitpicking about the dub or anything like that, because it's the same joke, but...
Yeah.
Is it funnier in the Japanese version?
Not really. They add like a syllable to his name or something. I looked it up on Bulbapedia because I was curious. I'm like, it seems like pretty much the same exact pun.
Like if he would just stop saying that about every 15 seconds, it would be less bad.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
If Bianca would stop being a retard, if Georgia would realize that a loss is a loss.
Well, yeah, like Bianca has some cool Pokemon. She has Emboar, and she has other things.
I kind of wish they'd would have brought Charon in somehow, because of how important they are in both games.
Yeah.
Like, it would be cool. I wish they did time in Pokemon, because it would be cool to carry the time skip over for Black and White, too.
Right.
But how would Ash... They'd have to acknowledge that Ash isn't 10 anymore.
That's what I'm saying. I said I wish they'd do time. Not, like, in prison. But, like, they just...
Well, the writers at this point probably should be doing time. But...
No, Black and White's really frustrating, because they do... For everything right, they do, like, two things wrong. It's retarded.
Yeah, it's like we said last week, all the Pokemon are awesome, and then the people are just like, oh my god, I hope you die.
I don't think we're ever going to see Oshawott and Snivy evolve.
Nope.
That's why Ash has so many other Pokemon.
It upsets me. I really want to see Snivy evolve. I do. Oshawott not evolving is gonna piss me off, because
I kind of would rather have Oshawott evolve than Snivy, because I don't really care for Snivy's other evolutions.
Yeah, no, I understand. Like, I prefer Snivy over the other ones too.
I'd be fine with Seraphine. I'm fine with Seraphine. Please go die if you say another one.
Be like Seraphine and have like a weird female voice. I'm like, this Snivy. Like, I'm a bitch. I don't know. I had a bit there. Died somewhere with like bitch. Well, I don't know.
I would love to see it like still bitch Napamolga around as a Seraphine. Like, I'm bigger than you now, and you're still gonna like mess with me. Urgh, and, like, just punch him in the face.
Just get rid of Molga. Maybe he can eat a Molga. She can eat a Molga. And then never speak of it again. Emo! It's so sad because I like Emolga's design. I'm like, oh my god, you're an adorable Batman Pachirisu. And then he's on the show and he's annoying as fuck.
Emo.
Like, I love how they gave, like, Iris and Silent, as it was, they made them, like, obnoxious characters, and they gave them obnoxious Pokemon. Like, well, somewhat, because, I mean, Excadrill's fine, even though he no longer has a story, like, or anything to do, except, okay, I need someone who can actually fight. Okay, I'll use you now, Excadrill, because I can't use Axew, because he's, like, 2.5 and is a little baby and sucks at life. But, like, so that's fine. You know, he's good for a fight, but he doesn't do anything else. It's the only time he comes out. Like, you know, and then they gave Silent Stunfisk, and that's just enough said right there. I don't understand.
I just misspelled the name of my town. There you go. Sorry.
I don't understand why they do some of the things that they do on this show. It's just really frustrating. Balls in the mouth. It's just really upsetting.
The Karuna Aurora. I live in fucking gangsta town. Sorry.
That's certainly true.
So, speaking of gangstas, Earth Mightiest Heroes.
That was a lot of gangstas.
That was. They were all up in the prison.
They were all up in the prison break and.
And they're like, oh, let's get some screws. And no, there's only one bench. I don't know. So this was a pretty good episode. I liked it.
Thanks. That was lovely.
That makes it funnier. Did you watch it, Brian?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, I enjoyed it because it was pretty much just people beating the shit out of each other, and I enjoy that.
Oh, look at this. Premium Bandai's making a mass collection DuPont set.
Like, yeah, was it
on the release schedule already.
I know they passed over people, like the guy dressed in purple with fur, but it seemed like there would have been more villains in there. Like, I remember more people being there.
Well, I mean, they only used a bit of them.
I know. I would like to see others. But, I mean, I know that, like, they give a whole speech, and they're like, alright, here's 6 of you. Like, what? And then that guy's like, oh, I can help. Like, no, I don't like your outfit. And so he didn't let him out. But I don't remember that guy's name. He's Captain America's rival. Captain
Zemo.
Isn't that the monkey from... Oh, it's Zemos. Okay. Samos? No, that's... I'm just Zemo. Lost. I know, but I was making a reference to Planet of the Apes somehow, but it got lost. Not like the show Lost. Anyway.
On an island?
Yeah, something about Oceanic 815. I'm trying to think what else. Was that thing? Were there things ruled by a... how do you pronounce it so Kiefer doesn't get upset?
Utrom?
Ultron?
Ultron.
Neutron, Electron. That thing.
Jim
it looked
Bob.
Like it was ruled by one with a cape. Am I the only one that's going to be talking
no,
about
it was.
I don't watch the show.
Like, I, thought... I feel like they just make a big deal about it.
I mean, it might be coming later. I thought that was the body that he was working on, which is what confused me.
Like, because I thought it was going to be a big deal, and then they, like, killed it, and they're like, oh, whatever, get back to the office. Like, wait, that thing is a thing! It's one of those evil guys from last
yes.
time. It's the
yes,
fake,
that thing is a thing.
It's those fake Cybermen. Get them! And they're like, oh, good, we killed the bugs. Oh, let's go for a drink. I'm like, oh, okay.
That thing is a thing. Oh, okay.
Who was all there? It was Captain America, Wasp.
Thor, Wasp, and New Bitch.
Oh, yeah, Bag Lady. Like, oh, I still don't really like you.
My balls.
That one guy's there, he's like, I'm Captain Marvelous, but not the cool version.
Not the cool version?
Oh, is he Captain Marvel? Fuck. That guy who makes weapons of his hands.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the hat?
The space guy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, man. I remember why he's in jail. Oh, yeah, because he tried to kill everyone, but he was nice about it or something. What did he do? That was that episode where everyone was playing Pictionary, and there was only, like, three Avengers to help. So much else to talk about.
Yeah, there really isn't. Like, I mean, I still enjoy the show, but...
it's kind of standalone, this one.
I just feel like season 2 just isn't as good as season 4 was.
Season before, is that what you said?
No, I said season 4.
Oh,
season 1 was.
For you. I was going to say, I thought you said season before. I'm like, wait a minute. Before I go, like, oh, you said 4. Let's see if he said before. Like, yeah, I just enjoyed season 1 more, I think. Like, this one just seems a little bit random, and I don't know. I don't know what it is. These aren't our handles as well. There's none next week. Let me check now, because I'm right here. But, like, I looked to see, like, I wonder what next episode's about. And it said, like, some kind of, like, Sweet Life was on next weekend or something.
Right, I think I saw the sign.
Friday, Sunday. Saturday's in between those two. Yep, Sweet Life's on deck. Sweet Life on deck is on at the same time. Break Up in Paris. So if we want to go over that next week. Ultimate Spider-Man was weird this week. They did a Sandman episode.
Pretty yeah, I weird. Seen the preview. I was like, I don't care.
It was weird because, like, it wasn't like Sandman had met Spider-Man before. He fought S.H.I.E.L.D. first, and they trapped him on an island, and he went crazy. And
he was on the island too.
Yes. And then, like, they moved the island, and then they found the others and the smoke monster. But it was so weird because, like, he split off into, like, other personalities, so he had gone crazy in seclusion. It was weird. At least I got to hear Kevin, the other Kevin. That's where he went after he drove off the end of Omniverse. He became Power Fist. Or, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Iron Fist?
Oh, yeah. Damn it, I mixed him with Power Man, didn't I? Yep.
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 Okay. So I guess that is all. Now it's time for the Tweeter questions of the week.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah. Alright, so the first question is one that I kept in mostly because I didn't feel like talking for a while. From Fives Daniel, he said, who is your favorite Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist and why? Have fun, guys. I'm going to go.
Yugi, because he's the OG. Oh.
I think either... always main characters. Either Jaden... like, I liked Jaden at the very beginning just because I thought he had a fun personality, not zombie Jaden. And, like, I liked the way in the first season he kind of, like, made fun of the silly Shadow Realm stuff. But I think Yusei, because, as I said before, he's the only one without, like, a mental disease, and I don't know, I just really liked his character. And he was badass.
This is going to be an odd way to answer this, but since I haven't seen 5Ds, I can't answer with any of those people, and I haven't even finished GX. But I did like Jaden a lot. I really, like, without being, like, obvious fanboy, I like Yugi a lot. Just simply, like, I love that he would just come up with these complex strategies seemingly for no reason. Like, the people would be like, oh, I have this strategy, and I have these cards, and they pull out this card, and the... That okay, that made no sense. It's like, what about the cars? They'd be like, look, here's these monsters and the traps, and you're like, how are you going to beat you? And Yugi just be like, oh, well, I just draw this card here. And then, yeah, like, somehow he had planned for it. I'm going to play this spell card and this trap and this monster, and then I'm going to summon this monster, and I can do this and here. And you're like, wait, what? I'm going to rewind. I got to rewind. I got to take notes. I can't follow your plan. And then all of a sudden, you look up again, and the guy's dead. You're like, wait, what? I was thinking of myself. The guy's laying on the ground. His soul is gone. He's got zero life points. You're like, wait, how did you win? Wait, I
guess that
something.
The card limit used to be infinite, but like the amount of counter strategy possibilities Yugi had for everything, his deck must have been like 150 cards or something. He planned for everything.
He had like three deck boxes. He just pulls. Hold on, let me get my cards. Just keeps loading the dual disc.
Climb? In case my opponent's name is Jim. Okay.
Kind of like how Bastion is like opens his jacket. Which deck do you want? Fight. Like, whoa.
Oh, that guy.
He was fun too, just simply because like he tried to like mathematically do everything, and so he made like many decks for like a deck for any situation. And even though like he wasn't necessarily like the best duelist, I just thought that was kind of cool. That like, he's like, well, I got like 50 decks. Pick one. I'll beat you with all of them. I really don't care.
I like Joey because he says baby dragon.
Oh, I hate his. I hate him. I kind of like Kaiba just because he's an ass.
I like Kaiba's music.
Because Kaiba kind of reminded me of me. He's like, no, I'm going to beat you. I don't care what it takes. I'm the best around, and I know it. But Yugi beat you. No, I don't care. I'm still the best around.
Dragon. To a giant Egyptian thingy, and then Weevil threw him over the ocean.
Like, I liked... Kaiba was just hilarious.
I like Pegasus, too.
Yugi boy. Like, I love how he would say words like, I play Toon World, and he's like, "Whoa!" Like Toon Ryu Ran, and like, he just had this like, this weird inflection on every monster he summoned. I'm like, "What are you doing? You're
really
so weird, Pegasus."
Thousand eyes restrict.
He just said things weird, and I'm like, "What? Why are you here?" Then he like died in the manga, but didn't die in the show because we can't have people die. And he came back for random reasons. And then he came back to take Chumley away because Chumley was a terrible character, and he knew it.
His big nose. I feel like if he pushed it, there would be a noise.
See, there we go.
No, sorry. I'm just
you said you didn't want to talk for a while, so I decided to ramble.
Also, like Alexis, I don't really.
No, I don't think they're Alexis. They're just bitches.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Fine. We can be done. Bitch.
Yay. So, Chenix says.
Chenix!
Where is the question? Do you think opinions are taken way too seriously nowadays?
No, but opinions are.
Just other people's stupid opinions, really. Wait, what kind of opinions? These elaborate? Is there like a direction?
Not really. It just says whether opinions are taken way too seriously nowadays. He says, are people who say their opinion but do not explain idiots? What about some that are in-your-face opinions? Opinion, go.
Something about Pokemon. Well, like, I think it's definitely stupid if you
see
just say...
See the entire last portion of the R&R Fubiki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That pretty much sums it up. But see, from the future... Something about River Song. I don't know. We're meeting in the middle.
What the hell did I just click?
Oh, is it porn?
Something Dawson will enjoy a lot.
What, porn?
I don't think saying your opinion...
What I just sent.
And not explaining it doesn't make you an idiot. It's just kind of redundant. It's like, okay, that's what you think, but why do you think this?
You know, I have to say I'm kind of hypocritical on that because I think it's stupid if you give your opinion and say, well, I don't have a reason. Like, but I do that with Star Trek. I'm like, I hate it. Why? It's not Star Wars. That's my only reason. So.
And you're stupid for that, and I just choose not to tell you anything because I go, it's Dawson. We'll just put him in the corner and pat him on the head.
There's definitely a lot of opinions that people take seriously, though.
Yeah, that tends to happen.
Yeah. Like, obviously, if it's something like, oh, this was stupid, it sucked so much, probably shouldn't take that seriously. But yeah. It's okay to listen to other people's opinions, especially if they sound informed or if you're just curious about how your opinion matches up. I mean, if nobody's
I usually ignore people's opinions.
If nobody's opinion is taken seriously, then you just have a room full of clowns honking horns in people's faces.
That happens sometimes. I can't really help that.
And who knew I could ride a unicycle? I mean, really?
You just riding around?
I certainly didn't.
I
definitely look good in a clown wig.
Well, thank
you. I never tried that. Not the clown wig. Well, I don't know if I've tried that or not. I can't remember, but I never tried a unicycle.
Yes. So, then he says, is the Power Rangers super fan stuff getting overblown? Yes.
Yes? Yeah. I have something to say. Okay, the people from everywhere else but America being like, why is it for everyone else? Okay, not being like an asshole like I usually am, it completely makes sense. This is a U.S. franchise. I mean, sure, we're adapting from Japan, but Power Rangers is a U.S. franchise. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of when it came to the U.S. It makes sense. I'm just saying, that's like me saying, why can't I be a part of the Decade Club? Because it's in Japan.
Not to mention just the fact that all the Power Force super fan thing is basically getting a bunch of fans that have a lot of, like, an audience that they can, like, get information from, and Buzz and Powerdizer and stuff. And, I mean, that's all it is basically Saban creating a fan-generated marketing force. Might as well be called Power Rangers Market Force.
Why don't they just hire Darkblaze?
They did.
No, I mean, just him. They don't need anybody else, really. Because him and KO just retweet all the articles. I'm like, I'm not willing to do that. I'm just going to be like, hashtag DallasTNT, and just talk about random shit.
But
I didn't bother applying.
It is funny how crazy.
It was too much effort.
No, I didn't. I was like, I'm not a super fan.
Yes. So, Eagleardo asks, Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Coke? That's a very strange question, but surprisingly no one's asked that yet.
Orange Crush.
I'm, like, stuck in the middle because I drink Pepsi Max and Coke Zero. What do I answer? I don't know. I generally prefer Coke. But, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure you prefer Coke. Oh, yeah, that's a different kind of Coke. I'm sorry.
There's a pitch on her. Baseball team named Coke.
That's funny.
Oh, man. I don't care.
Every time I see the jersey Manning for Eli Manning, I keep thinking Todd.
I do that, too.
Like, oh, my God. It's a third Todd. What are we going to do?
TDA winner says, if you got into a series that had a toy line, example, My Little Pony, obviously that's not a real one.
It's not a real franchise.
Would you be forced to buy the toys? Yes.
I think this is answered best by saying that you're forced to have the drive to, but if there is Nor toys, what am I?
Asgard?
There's no toys, or the toys are really shitty. You're not, like, forced. It's like, I'm trying to think of
it. It's a compelling thing to do.
It's like, I definitely have the drive to, but if the toys are really bad, or they're non-existent, like Earth's Mightiest Heroes, I mean, sure, they have the Marvel Universe, but they're not technically the exact versions.
Yeah, they don't look like they do on the cartoons, so
exactly,
they're not real.
Exactly, they're not legit. I'm trying to think of, I feel like there's an example I have of something I really liked, but the toys sucked, so I just didn't get them.
Most of the Young Justice line?
There we go. I only bought them cause when they went on clearance.
Yeah, me too.
Blood Brothers.
Like, case in point, I started watching Dan Balsenki, and now I have two model kits sitting on my desk.
Yeah, 5 episodes in, I pre-ordered Damn Silvercrow from Excel World.
So, yeah, it's a habitual thing.
It's a never-ending battle.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in the never-ending story. I think it ended.
It ended a sequel.
Sad.
I think.
So, I did, but not now. Probably rebooting it.
Probably. Jeff asks, what's your favorite Battleizer?
Mystic Force.
I like...
Dragon.
Then he makes fun of me, and then says that he likes Mystic Force. Okay, he mentions the fact, he says, oh, I know you love Dino Thunder, especially the Dragon Yo-Yo mode. I hate the Dino Thunder Battleizer so much. Every time it's on the screen, I rage a little bit. Just because it's like some sort of weird mixture of things I hate and like Stretch Armstrong. It's really annoying. I hate that one so much.
I don't have a problem with it, just saying. It is strange, but I don't have a problem with it. I like the OG Battleizer.
I don't. I think it looks stupid.
What, the one with the bubble butt?
But Andrew's got like a mask and he gets all like big chested and he gets his wings. I thought you were talking about
Tommy, but
that's not a Battleizer. Wait, Tommy's clothes.
Wait, what?
Never mind. But yeah, Mystic Force, because it just reminds me of Hibiki.
And dragons.
And two things I love, dragons and Hibiki.
Exactly.
Yeah, Mystic Force is a good one.
Other than that, I like... I actually don't mind Mystic Forces. Not Mystic Force, Wild Force.
I like Time Forces. Cause
I was never big on Wild Forces.
Well, good for you. You like Dino Thunder, so go shut the fuck up.
Well, that's just upsetting.
I think my favorite is probably RPM's Battleizer.
Oh, yeah, so that was the best one. I like Jungle Furies.
Strike Rider proves! That's about as far as we got. Rider. He cruised.
Two words. Two words. Battle Thong.
Yes! Clearly the best. The most metal-induced wedgie ever. That would be so painful, like in blood. Ugh.
Does the Shogun armor count as samurais? Because I like that a lot.
That one makes me happy inside and outside.
Counts, but
they need to use it outside of the Megazord instead of just knocking people over with their giant spears.
But yeah, my favorite's Mystic Force. That seems to be the consensus here. Side of Battle Thong. So Kiefer asks, if you were given the chance, if you were given the chance to pick 5 older PR Sentai Mecha Megazords, whatever, toys to remake into more modern, streamlined mold similar to the MMPR 2010 Megazord, which 5 would you choose?
Dragonzord, so people shut the fuck up. They're still, like, on my video, are they gonna do Dragonzord? I'm like, we're in a Samurai, year 2. Stop.
I really want a new Thunder Megazord, just because I like that design. The toy is just so shit
that I only like
it
half
makes
one.
Me angry.
I think that really White Tiger could use one too. Just make Super Robot Shogokins of them. That'll be nice and articulated.
I would like a Shogun with a correctly painted arm.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. I think this is a random choice. I'm looking at my collection. The Shuttle Zord? Like, what's Titanium? Is it called the Shuttle Zord? What's that thing called?
Max Solar Zord.
Just because that thing is literally a brick with arms on it. Like, not even like, yo, this is a brick. It doesn't move. That's not... It doesn't even have feet. Like, I think they just painted a brick. Like, that thing needs to be better done.
Did you check to make sure it was made of soap?
Is there a reference that I'm supposed to not get? Help. Is there a reference I'm not getting?
Yes, it is.
To what?
Prison Break. Phone. The soap phone.
Oh! Because I was thinking brick soap. Soap brick. Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, I needed the phone there.
I don't got much past the Thunder Megazord, honestly. Like,
I don't need any more Megazords. I'm chock full.
Yep.
I think we're pretty much good on Megazords. The Overdrive ones, from what I am told, suck. I never had any because I didn't buy Megazords at that time. But
yeah, if you have a choice, don't ever buy anything from Overdrive's Megazord line. Just go straight for Bulk Engines.
If you have a choice, don't watch the show. So that's
the Battle Fleet, because the Battle Fleet just missing some chrome.
Yeah, the Battle Fleet's fine, but the anything that makes Ultimate die Bulk-en, don't even go near for Overdrive. But now the second question is one that I can actually only think of one off the top of my head is, what are some of your favorite video game commercials?
That Assassin's Creed commercial.
The original Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of, and that's his personal favorite too. Like, just the four costumed people just starting to beat each other up. Like, that's the only thing I can think of when I think video game commercials is Smash Bros.
I like that one they had, I think it was last fall or two falls ago, where they had that one where they had all the video game characters at that bar toasting to the guy that controls them.
Oh.
I liked that one. What else? I'm going through games. Anything that involves Nathan Drake, really.
The Subway ones for Uncharted 3 were interesting.
Like I said,
the Pokemon Red and Blue commercial?
The Assassin's Creed 3 ad from that one time. That bank ad.
Or like the kid goes to get on the bus, is all the Pokemon sitting there?
There was one for Fable 2 I really liked. I don't remember it that well, though, but I just remember liking it. I liked that. I guess it's just memorable, that Fallout ad, when they used that song. It's like, set the world on fire or something. I don't know. I set that mood for that game pretty well.
The one for...
Oh, I thought of one.
It came out not too long ago. About a year... Was it Mass Effect 3? I don't think it was.
But I was just going to say there's some really cool Mass Effect 3 that like mixed some live-action people. It was like these giant wars. And
The one where it was they're showing like the war scenes and stuff, but they were playing like angelic opera music.
It was probably Mass Effect, because that was the most recent like wartime...
Okay.
Sci-fi-y, like there was sci-fi stuff going on. It wasn't like a actual...
Yeah, it was sci-fi-y.
Yeah, it must have been Mass Effect, because I really liked the ads they did for that.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. That one. Just because I liked how, like, opposite it was, and it was kind of neat. But yeah, that's... We'll move on to a different question, because we're just going to start going, oh my god, it's a Smash Bros. Commercial. John says, Brian, you alluded to this question a few weeks ago. Thanks for stealing my own question. Why do you hate Adventure Time? Because I never seen it, and I think it looks stupid. That's why. That's my only reason.
It's like my Star Trek logic right there.
It really is. It's like my Dark Knight logic, too.
Wait, what was the question?
Why I hate Adventure Time.
Oh.
I mean, I honestly never watched it. I think I might have seen an episode when it was on.
It looks frightening to me.
Like, I don't like the art style. I think, like, the main character I didn't think was a person. I thought it was a creature. And
that's what I thought, too. My friend made me watch one episode, because
guy, like, stretch, and I just get... scared and leave.
He stopped watching it when people started watching it because he doesn't like that it's popular, but it's not that bad. Like, I too didn't know that it was a human until I asked him, like, is that a human? He's like, it's a kid. I'm like, that's a kid? I thought it was like a square with an eye. But the only thing I thought was funny about it was just like the general, like, little kid logic. Anyway, that's like one of the jokes with me and my friend, so. Just like the way little kids perceive the world.
It follows the trend of a lot of current Cartoon Network shows in that it's funny in its ridiculousness. It's so over the top that it's sort of meant to be taken seriously because of it. Or not seriously.
Not to be taken seriously?
Yes. It's so stupid, it has to be funny. Basically.
That doesn't sound very compelling for me. Like, that show's so stupid, it has to be funny. No.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
You like it?
I've watched several episodes, and it has its moments, but it's moments where this is so ridiculous and so stupid that I'm just finding something to laugh at kind of humor.
Uh-huh. It's a pretty weird show.
Yeah. Like I said, like most shows on, like, regular show, they're kind of based in their ridiculous nature. I don't know why that's the trend, but it is.
I thought maybe it was one of those shows that's like secretly supposed to be smart, like My Little Pony, although I didn't think it was that smart. But I only watched two episodes. I'm like, well, this was okay. I mean, it's not like Barney. I mean, not like Barney's good. I mean, it's not like I thought I was expecting, like, one of the outsider's perspective is like it's like a Barney show, but it wasn't like that. But out of Doctor Who and My Little Pony, it was Doctor Who that actually ended up proving me wrong.
So what you're saying is that Doctor Who, My Little Pony, and Barney were all on the same level at one point.
No, I mean, like...
You just pissed off three fandoms at once.
Look, there's, like, a Barney fandom? Anyway, how could it be they changed his
Those
OG
Those little
place?
Kids are vicious, man.
Well, they're threatening to kill Drake Bell. But see, the point was that is those are My Little Pony and... Doctor Who were two shows that I sort of almost blindly hated because they're so popular. But out of the two that I watched, Doctor Who is the only one I could see like, oh, I see why people like this.
So you're like their nerdy form of a hipster?
Sure.
Dawson's a hipster.
Except without the MMPR nostalgia.
Hipster.
I just walked into that one.
I'm just going to keep calling you a hipster forever.
Okay.
And second question, he's got three. He's a loaded question man today. What are some of your... I think Kevin fell asleep. What are some of the...
I'm right here.
Okay, cool. What are some of the TV series you just cannot stand and why? Minus Forza.
Yeah. Forza. Adventure Time, you just went over that one.
Like, most shows on MTV
that's a
I can't stand.
Though. I don't like counting them out.
Forza?
No, Adventure Time.
Oh, I hate most shows that are on MTV. That's why I don't even use that channel ever.
Yeah, that.
Dr. Oz?
I'm trying to think of things like a lot of people like.
Yeah, that guy's
stand.
Awful.
A lot of people like Dr. Oz.
Not counting Dr. Oz. I don't know. I have no idea.
My Little Pony?
There's
like,
that, yes.
I don't want to say that one either because I never watched any of it. Voltron Force? I don't know. I tried watching that. I just couldn't do it. It's not like I can't stand it. I don't look at Voltron Force and go, oh, what the fuck?
Just like freaks. Shuki Smash. I can't think of anything I absolutely hate. Any of the shows on Disney Channel that are on now, like Zoo Animals or whatever they have. Ant Farm, that's what it is, Zoo Animals.
Yeah, there's that.
I've never seen them, but...
I've seen most of them. They're just, I don't know, Disney Channel lost its charm at some point.
Oh, I know. Zeke and Luther and Pair of Kings. There we go. I did watch one of those. I was like, oh my god, this is awful. Bring back Aaron Stone. No, we didn't bring back.
And then, Kevin, do you have anything to add, or do you just like everything, or?
No, I think we pretty much got it all.
Okay. He really wants to get done. And he said, yep. Lastly, since it's Dallas TNT hashtag whatever night, I have to ask, what are some of your favorite TV season finale moments? Any of the Chuck ones?
Oh, man. Yeah, I know Chuck. Kung Fu is right up there. I don't want to spoil any of the Prison Break ones for Brian, but the season finale of 2 that leads into 3, that was pretty good. I was pretty pumped for the season 3 premiere. When the others blew up the raft and Lost and took Walt, at the end of season 5 of Lost, when they thought they blew up the bomb and they thought we were going to get an alternate universe, it makes the show sound crazy. It kind of is, though.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
What else? I have a lot.
More importantly, shows that actually have legit season finales that are actually, like, suspenseful. Like, I watch Big Bang Theory, but, like, those never have any suspenseful season finale moments.
I got one. The season 2 finale of How I Met Your Mother, when Barney goes, legend, and then it picks up in season 3 with Derry. Best ever.
Wow. Just wow.
Epic.
I like a lot of the season finales in Stargate. And then, like, in the fifth season, Dr. Jackson ascends to a higher plane of existence. Exists as pure energy.
Energy! Yeah, Kevin has got to that guy yet.
And let's see, what are some of the other ones they did? But all three of those shows had some pretty crazy, like, season finales. It was the end of the third season of Atlantis when, like, they lifted the city out of the water and, like, blasted off into space and, like...
Blasted into space!
All kind of shit blew up and right in people's faces. That was insane. Like, they had some pretty intense season finales. Those were awesome shows. I love them. I miss them.
Okay. Anything else to add, Mysterious Stranger?
Personally, while I might get some ridicule for this, I really enjoyed the Scrubs series finale. I thought it was probably the better sitcom series finale that I've ever seen, even though I'm not a big fan of sitcoms.
I never watched
and, a not a lot outside of that. Like Brian, I don't really watch a lot of television that really has suspenseful season finales.
Go team.
Go team Bartowski.
Okay, so that does it for the tweeters. Cut some questions due to time and being tired and wanting to sleep and various other things. Like, I just didn't like the question.
Weebly wobbly, timey wimey.
That too. Yeah, so now it's time for
final thingies.
Yay.
I have a thingy and it's not final.
Okay, thanks.
Hasn't missed an episode.
Yeah, he has. I keep saying that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, when he wasn't here.
And there was a majority of season one where he never said it.
Well, you know what? I don't have a comeback for that. I just feel like he's always said it.
Yep.
We would like to thank our mysterious random stranger guest.
He'll be in the credits as Mysterious Stranger.
Who we totally didn't pick up from the Hibiki episode of R&R that we just recorded before this in the future time past.
He did not overlap time periods. I'm not entirely sure what the point of final thingies is, because we never really have anything to talk about. We used to be like, look out for things to come on the site, and now we're like, what, stuff's going to come whenever. So we just end up saying bye for like 15 minutes.
It's just the way of saying that, hey, this show's going to end and you're going to be greeted with bloopers in about 2 minutes.
Just end abruptly.
Providing like, I put bloopers in the episode, it depends. Like,
and you're
going to
be
really
sad because you're not going to have any more of us for a whole week.
This episode. And, well, that's debatable. I mean,
well, if you're just stuck saying bye, then just say hi.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Oh, God.
Brian.
God damn it. Shut the fuck up.
Brian. Hello and welcome to I Suck at Life. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, well, we know you do.
I was talking about you, though. That was my Brian voice.
Oh, that's a horrible Brian voice.
Yeah, that was a horrible Brian voice. Your mother.
Yeah, she has a horrible Waspinator voice, too.
Why is your mother Waspinator?
I don't know, because I liked Waspinator, and so she'd always make Waspinator voices, and I'm like, Mom, you're a horrible Waspinator. And she's like, no, I'm a good Waspinator. Stories from my childhood.
Well, please don't tell any more of them.
Okay.
Oh, I have a fun story for the one-off show are going to enjoy.
So do I. I have one of knocking over figure arts with pants. It's going to be fun.
I do that all the time. I knock him over with a karate belt all the time. So
Kevin practices karate in his room. He just does awesome air kicks on his bed.
Hello and welcome to our season 3
4.
When you go like this for a long time, it sounds really weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Cool story.
Cool story, bro.
Cool story, dude.
An episode of the podcast today.
Which one?
The one where in the bloopers I sang the Turtles theme.
That's just like every other episode. No. What was the
then
title?
Then I sang the other Turtles theme. I'm trying to remember. I just started A Tale of Two Yukis, so...
Before that, which was something else. It was the week where I was going to use A Tale of Two Yukis, and Brian's like, save it.
And then, was that one Lots and Lots of Toys?
Maybe. That could have been it. And then
I know in Tale of Two Yukis, Brian's like, oh, you should have made this one Lots and Lots of Toys. There's a lot of toys this episode.
I'm like, everybody's a critic.
Am I doing the wizard line? Oh shit, Anchor Cat was talking to me. And I forgot to respond. No, I'm not gonna have sex with the toys. Celery Man is like, are you doing the wizard line? No.
Hi.